Okay, as is speaking, we are going to begin. We are going to start, and we will try to join Mohammed. We are going to begin recording for this call. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this Afralo call of April 1st. 2015, 1830 UTC. On the English channel, we have Baron Gillen, Gabriel Ramokocho, Sean Ojeji, Barack Otieno, and on the French channel, we have Aziz Ilali, Adja Ouattara, Cédric Kinanga Yindu, Tijani Benzema, and Michel Chonang. We have no apologies. And I can start. We have Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Holdrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today are Isabelle and Claire. And please, I remind you to state your name, not only for transcript purposes, but also for the interpreters, so they will be able to identify you on the other channel. Thank you. And Aziz, you have the floor. Aziz speaking. Thank you, Gisela. Welcome, everybody, for this AfraLaw meeting of April. And welcome for the new member joining us for the first time to this meeting. As usual, we are going to begin our meeting with the open public comments. Fatimata told us that she's going to be with us for half an hour. So we are going to give her the floor. So if she needs to have the floor. So first, the open public comments, on which ICANN has to do some comments. First item, it is for the domain name, for the country and territories code. We have new TLD, ID and TLD. This public comment is asking comments from the community on the new domain name, so this new domain name can be registered for countries and territories name. You will see that on the ICANN website. The second item is about the LGR procedure implementation for the second level. ICANN is developing new references on these IDN TLDs. This is called LGR. It is to be used in a new assessment process. And the aim is to facilitate and improve the stability of the operation for the new GTLDs. So the community is invited to give its input on this new system. You can also consult the website about that. Who is asking for the floor? Okay, Aziz, you can go on. Okay, the third item is about the final report of the expert about who is And this report proposed due diligence for 12 new categories for it is about comments. You have to do some comments. Fourth item, I am following. I'm speaking about the current common public, those which are closed. You will find them on the ICANN website, and you will find the comments for them. The fourth item is about the protection of rights. There has been a first assessment for the right protection that has been implemented to mitigate the issues for the nugitive introduction. And the last item is the ICANN plan, operational plan, and you will see that on the ICANN website. ICANN is asking the community to comment on that plan, and from the next plan of the ICANN. So I'm finished now with the first items of our agenda. As Fatimata is going to leave us, so I'm going to ask her if she needs to take the floor, if she wants to have the floor. Fatimata. Okay, there is no answer from Fatimata. Tijani is asking for the floor. Tijani has a comment. Okay, Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Aziz. Tijani is speaking about the agenda, this item of the agenda. This item comes back every month. This is a review of the open public comments, and the object is to help you, to help all the members of our RELO to participate in the public comments. So currently, ALAC is giving its opinion through the public comments, and the idea is to reflect the point of view of our community, but the RELOs are not forced to participate. So I want to make a proposal. I'd like to find another way to not to check if you are listening, but the idea is to force people to participate. So next time, we are going to try to take all the items in which ALAC is interested and wants to make some comment, and I'm going to ask the AFRALO members to give their opinion on those items. So we will have the opinion of the African ALS in the ALAC opinion, and that will be shown into the public comments, because we need to find a way so you can participate a little bit more, because Aziz is reading all that, but you don't participate. So thank you, Tijani. Aziz speaking. You're right. I like to remind you why we are reading all those open public comments. And this is what Tijani just said. We have seen, and all the railos have that problem. We have seen that the members, our members, don't check the open public comments. And once a month, people can be informed about what those public comments are. There are some issue about in which our region is really involved. For example, there were an item about facilitation of the registry creation. I think it is not necessary to be a member of AFRALO, to be an ALS, to make a comment. Anyone in the African region can make that comment. So I think it is important, and when you hear me, you have an idea about what are the items on public comments, and I hope that each ALS participating into that meeting will send this message to its community so people can participate and send a comment. Okay, now I think for myself, this is the idea. I want to inform you about the public comments. I'd like everybody to participate and make some comments, make some inputs. Some items are not very interesting for our region, but it is always interesting to know what are those public comments. It is open to everyone. If you have some proposals, you can do them. Okay. About the public comments, do you have something to say? Tijani speaking. Okay, Aziz, I'd like to add something. I think what you have done was very well done. What I wanted to say is that we want people to participate more to the public comments. There are some public comments that are not interesting for our region. I understand that. But as I said, there are some comments on which, as ALAC needs to give its opinion, I'd like to have some ideas from our ALS to include them into the ALAC opinion or the ALAC report. Okay, as is speaking, all the ideas are welcomed. As we said, we can't force people to participate to the public comments, but I think that the ALS function is to follow the events, to follow the ICANN activities, and to participate to those comments. Okay. Thank you, Tijani. If there are no other interventions, we are going to move to the next item, to the third item of our agenda, reports, recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. Haja, are you with us? Can you speak about the activities of ALAC or Behran? Who wants to have the floor? Hi, Aziz, Haja speaking. Okay. Good evening. During the last ALAC meeting, which took place yesterday, we decided to make a report to present ALAC position on the geographic, on country codes. And this report will be about country code and will be about territories and nation names. We also said that some leaders, some railroad leaders, didn't participate to the last ALAC meeting, and that we wanted to have some more reports of the railroad. ALAC is asking for a better presentation of the railroad's activity. So ALAC is recommending a better participation and the drafting of the reports of each railroad. We have been informed about the work of the CCWG. I think it is an important issue, and maybe someone like Tijani will speak about that issue. And the ILAC chair spoke about the main issues that ALAC was facing. Maybe Beran wants to add something. Tijani maybe has something to add. Thank you, Aziz. I'm finished. Aziz speaking. Thank you, Acha. Okay, about the report of AFRALO. We had a discussion with Barak and the staff about the AFRALO's report for January, February, March. These reports have not been sent. So I think we have talked about that with Barak. I think Barak is preparing those reports. We are a little late, and I think Barak is responsible for those reports. They will be actualized and sent to the wiki page. I don't know if Barak wants to take the floor to speak about the AFRALO reports. Barak, do you want to take the floor? Barak, can you hear me? This is Claire. Barak, can you hear me? This is Claire speaking, the interpreter. Do you want to take the floor?
Claire, this is Beran. I'd also like to take the floor if Barak is not coming on.
Hello?
Beran, just a minute. We would like to hear Barak first. Barak, can you hear me? Okay. First, Beran, then...
Hello?
Who is speaking? Barak? Who is speaking?
Yes, it's Barak. Barak is on the line.
Okay, Barak, okay, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Just to respond to on the issue of the report, we posted the report on 28th January, but I think there was a problem. I don't know how comes it didn't appear on the system, but we did it, I think, yesterday or early today again. So apologies for that. Although there are some changes that we've agreed that need to be made on the report, so we should have an updated version tomorrow. But there was a slight hitch. Thank you.
Kazi speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Barak. Beran, you have the floor.
Hi, yes, this is Beran for the transcript record. Yes, I just wanted to add on to that report with regards to the ALAC report. So I just wanted to explain about the RALO reports that we discussed in the ALAC meeting yesterday. I think the chair made it very clear that a lot of the RALOs are not posting the reports, and if they are posting the reports are not complete. And I think also that we have not maybe been getting as much information as we should with regards to our ALSs. So perhaps we have to devise a plan maybe between the Secretariat and the ALAC members representing Africa of how to get more information from the ALSs with regards to their activities. And this would help us a great deal in getting the information and posting it on the page. That would help. And I think also perhaps maybe the RALO leadership should perhaps, because they gave an example of the Asia-Pacific region and their reports, how they have been presenting their reports. So perhaps we should look at that and see how they are presenting their reports on their wiki pages and follow suit. That's what I had to say. Thank you.
Speaking. Tijan is asking for the floor. Aziz, first, I'd like to answer to Beran. It is a report on the ALS activities and the responsibility of the AFRALOS members. We need to send a well-drafted report. This was the discussion we had with Barak, and I think that AFRALO has always sent report on time and well drafted. So now with the new secretary, we are trying to see how we can send those reports so as those reports can represent the AFRALO activities.
The AFRALO reports have always been done well, because what is a RALO report? It's a comment on the activities that are going on. And we use to do very complete reports over all of the activities of our RALO. It's been a while since I've been taking care of this issue, but before, we used to spend days or months exchanging ideas because, you know, I might have forgotten something, he remembers something. And so we would send the report from one person to the next in order to have a complete, excellent report. And these reports were up to date, and they were not late. So I think that if now we have an issue, if the quality of the reports are not good enough, well, we need to write ALAC and say AFRALO confirms that the reports are being done regularly, the reports are complete, and they do reflect all the activities in the region. Because, you know, a year and a half ago, the reports were excellent. Thank you, Tijani, and I would like to confirm what you just said. Aja? Aja, you will be next. You'll be next, Aja. But what I wanted to say is that I am surprised to hear about this issue with the report. I don't know what the criteria are for this. Afralo was always a good example, I think, as a member of ALEC, and I am surprised to hear this. Barak and I, you know, since January, we can recognize that the reports were not up to par. And I think that, you know, we have a new secretary. The secretary is going back on the reports that have been drafted in order to make sure that we always have the same quality in the reports, because we do not want people to start saying that Afralo drafts the reports quickly, too quickly. Because up to now, up until now, you know, Aurelo was always an example. Now, Haja, Aziz, I totally agree with you. Unfortunately, that's what was said yesterday. Of course, we can double-check on whether or not this was true, indeed, but what was said is that the only Raylo that made a good report was Apralo, so Asia Pacific. So that's just what I wanted to add. Very good. So in order to close on this point, I would like to still give the floor to Barak, because he is in charge of these reports. So I would like to hear from him on that point. I would like to know whether or not they will be ready.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I think I understand what has been said, and I would like to make the following comments. One, the report for January and February were ready quite early, including the one for December. By 28th January, they were ready. And I recall we posted the report on the wiki, but for some reason, I don't know what transpired, and it couldn't be found on the wiki again. Regarding the quality of the report, as has been mentioned, I did not get it clearly, whether there was a particular expectation or a standard, but Aziz explained this to me early this week, the format of the report. I think what I can say is I'm revising them as per the standard that he showed me. I did not get in touch with the other members of ELAC to know what exactly is happening on as the relos are comparing to each other, because I didn't see it as a discussion among the secretariats. But nonetheless, I've gotten the point, and I think going forward we should be able to have better reports as per the previous standards that have been done. And I think I'll try my best to also coordinate with ELAC members from our region so that we are actually able to front one voice. One of the challenges that I have been facing is most of the reports that are given are based on our monthly meetings. And if you look at the month of January and a bit of the month of February, within our RALO, very little was happening among the ALSs other than the issues that we were discussing in our monthly meeting, and that was basically issues to do with the IANA transition, issues to do with the CWG,
and previously issues to do with the metrics of the working group that was being led by Tijani. So that's the position as it stands, but going forward we should have much better reports and better coordination with the ELAC representatives.
Thank you very much, Barak. I am very happy to hear this. I also would like to commit to Jenny also, anyone who would like to do this. And so let's first coordinate together before we coordinate with Anna. I think that this is also important for the ALS members. And when you speak about AFRELO activities, what you are talking about is all the activities during the month, but it is not a report on the monthly meeting. Let us be very clear. The report, the monthly report from AFRELO needs to describe all of the activities that are undertaken by the members of AFRELO, by all the region in Africa. And so when the report is drafted and when it is approved by AFRELO, you need to involve all of the members, and that is what you send to ELAC. The report that we draft needs to be discussed within our group before sending it out. Now, we're going to close this point, but one last comment by Tijani first. I would like to mention that, for example, for the March report, we should include in there what happened in Morocco. We did not mention this during the monthly meeting. It is an extremely important activity in Morocco within our region. So this needs to be included. So all of the activities that might be going on in the region should be within the report. Thank you for this note. Aja. Thank you. We spoke about the report, but ALAC also requires that the railroads participate in the ALAC meetings as well. So the leader of the railroad should be present during the meeting. Yes, that is true. And again, I asked Barak to do that because the meetings usually take place in English, and so it would be good if Barak could represent our region within the ALAC. And so I would like to ask Barak right now to be our representative during this meeting, during this monthly ALAC meeting. Aziz? To Jenny. It is good for him to be there, but I think that you should also be there, Aziz. It is not necessary for you to say a lot of things, but at least be there. If you have something to say, you can say it. But at least for you to be present, for you to be there during those ALAC meetings is important. I understand Tijani. I do understand Tijani, and that is something that I had already mentioned. I had given the time. I had explained that the ALAC meeting time is really a problem for me, that that is an issue. All right, thank you. Okay, so I would like to ask Barak if he could do everything that he could in order to represent our region within ALAC, and if I can be there, I will be there. It will be a pleasure. Now, let's move on to the next point. Are there people, are there members who would like to talk about their ALS, about their activities within their country? I can see no hand. I would like to say a few things. So, Tijani. Tijani, your micro. So as far as my ALS, we intend to organize a workshop on the internet towards the end of May or beginning of June. And also, I will be there as a speaker. I will be there. That's what I'd like to say. Aziz, well, good luck. That's very good. Next point. So this is an item for information, and let's start with Mohammed if he's present. And he's going to talk about the INS Stewardship Transition Coordination Group. There was a meeting organized just a few days before ours. And that basically discussed the issues of the ICG. Is Mohammed with us? If he's not with us, we will move to the next point, and that is the cross-community working group to develop the proposal for the transition of the INS stewardship as it relates to naming functions. And so Shen is the one who represents us within this group. There was a meeting in Istanbul, and I would like to ask Shen to now speak and explain to us what happened in Istanbul. Shen?
Shen? Okay, thank you very much. This is Shen for the record. Thank you, Aziz, for the intro. So I'll quickly give you a brief recap of status of activities within the CWG. As Aziz already pointed out, there was the face-to-face meeting that held in Istanbul between the 26th and 27th of last month. And after that meeting, there has been a release of statements from the co-chairs to the community. The statement was released recently, and I'm going to put the URL to the statement in the chat room. The meeting was quite productive. We had the opportunity, although I should note that I was not present physically, but I participated remotely. We had the opportunity to meet with the legal firm that has been selected to discuss legal questions relating to the different models of proposals that have been proposed within the CWG. At that time, there were seven versions of proposals. However, after the meeting, two versions of the proposals have been recognized to the top priorities of the CWG to develop further. Five other versions actually have been put on pending, and there is none in town at the moment receiving much attention. The two proposals that are actually receiving much attention right now is the one that has to do with the internal accountability model, which is going to be relying more on the outcome of the CCWG and the change in ICANN bylaw and so on, and the golden bylaw, etc. And the second option is the one that has to do with the integrated model, which is the subsidiary version, which is going to be also internal. These are the two models which the CWG has asked the legal firm, which is CBI, to actually provide further updates, advice on, especially in details on how they could legally exist and how the possibility of their formation is going to look like. As a point of information, I'm sure you may recall in December that CWG released a call for public comments. And at that time, it was a proposal that was about contract co-external. That proposal at the moment is part of the five proposals which is no longer on the priority list of the CWG. So there are design teams right now which are actually developing new which are developing different responses, different parts of the RSP questions, and CWG is also trying to develop a particular document right now, which is currently in version 2.2.1, which is actually trying to respond to all the questions asked by the ICG. The document is information, and as the defined teams for each of the session of the document provide their content, and we publish the document. We are hoping that CWG is hoping that before 20th of April, a new draft proposal will be ready and available for comments. The comments will last for 30 days, between 20th April to 30th of May. I think I will, our next meeting is going to hold tomorrow, which is 2nd of April, 1100 UTC. I will encourage anyone first to participate if you are interested. And I think I will all stop here and then receive any questions if any. Thank you.
Non. C'est terminé, pardon. Désolé. C'est terminé. Je suis vraiment désolée, j'avais un très mauvais son. Vous m'entendez?
Hello.
Oui. Allô. Allô.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Sean for the record. I'm done with my presentation. Is there any question? Okay. Just for clarity, I will also paste the text a brief summary in the chat room. So
thank you very
can
much.
Follow.
So we just had the report from Shen on the meeting, and Tijani is the representative for AFRALO. I would like to remind you that this is a cross-community work group that works on accountability. And now I would like to give the floor to Tijani again. Yes. We had the meeting in Istanbul, and the meeting was very helpful because when you can see people face to face, you are able to better understand, but our work is not done. There will be a second meeting soon. So where are we at right now in terms of accountability, in terms of ICANN's accountability? So we discussed the main points that we had a consensus on, and first of all, we need to, the community has to have the ability to demote a board member or several board members. And this will be discussed within work stream 2, within the second part of our work that concerns the accountability mechanisms that are necessary for the transition. So in order to demote the board, we have discussed this, and we have a common position within the group, which is something that will happen within a group that will be made up of community members. Each member will not have the same weight But what I can say is that ELAC will have the same weight as ASO and so forth, as the GNSO and so forth. And the representatives of the SOs and ACs should have the opinion of their constituency, so that if I represent ALAC within this group, I cannot vote in my name. I need to vote as a member of ALAC. So I need to have the position that ALAC gave me. Because it is a very serious decision. And so this decision needs to be taken very seriously. It cannot be taken lightly. Secondly, the second power that can be given to the community is regarding the budget. So the representatives of the different constituencies can vote in their own name, because the impact is not quite the same, it's not quite as important, but still, it remains a question that concerns all of the budget. And the strategic plan, this is also something that has to do with the strategic plan, the structure. And also another point that we discussed is jurisdiction. So these three points are points that lead to a lot of discussion, a lot of debate. And as far as jurisdiction, we don't yet have a common point of view. And so we discussed everything that is necessary before the transition, and then there will be the next part, which is after the transition. And there is a necessity for us to, how should I say, to listen. There was a question asked of the ICANN CEO. And also a question to the secretary, I think. So the CEO committed at the end of the meeting to keep ICANN within the California jurisdiction. But there were other proposals, and there was a different point in the AOC, especially the point that says that ICANN should stay in California. And this is something that we need to think about. Now, in terms of bylaws, something might need to be done. It is not very clear. The idea is not necessarily to talk about jurisdiction, but to find the mechanisms, the accountability mechanisms that are necessary in order for ICANN to work properly after the transition. So the question that we discussed was that basically nothing was decided. For now, we are just in the process of converging, in the process of merging our opinions, but we haven't yet developed a report or a draft or anything. So for now, nothing will be done in terms of jurisdiction. This is still a pending issue. And this is something that remains to be discussed, because there are contradictory opinions, very contradictory opinions. So for now, things will remain as they are. But I can tell you that the atmosphere within the CCWG is very healthy. People truly are direct. They don't keep things for themselves. In the end, I think that the conditions of the discussions are very good, and we typically try to work towards consensus. I think that the work that we do is good, and we really advanced greatly. I will stop here, Aziz, but I would like to mention that today we discussed transition. We had presentations by Mohamed and by Olivier. Very, very important presentation. I hope that several members of our RELO participated and listened to this webinar. And I would like to advise that we continue doing this. And we will keep you updated as to what we are doing. In the meantime, if you have not listened to the webinar, I would like to encourage you to consult the website to get the slides, or to ask Ivana if she can provide those. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much, sorry, Tijani, for your proposals, because all these things will change ICANN quite a bit. And this is something that we need to watch closely. He does that. He has, he really gives a great point of view coming from our region. It is something very important that we are talking about as far as the possibility to demote one of the ICANN board members. Those are very important topics. I would like to ask a quick question. Tijani, I would like you to answer that question. When you talk about the possibility that the community might demote a board member, are you talking about the ICANN community, or we didn't really define what the community is. Is this the community that we know, ALAC, GAC, and so forth, or would there possibly be some other definition of the community?
Thank you very much, Aziz, for your question. Yes, we have discussed that issue several times. We spoke about that in Istanbul, and it was about the ICANN community. It was in ALAC, GNSO, the GAC. That was what we decided, but I don't think, for example, for those who are not members of the CCNSO, they can ask for the right to be represented, because if they are not represented, because they are not members of the CCNSO, but they have some interest in that issue, they can ask to be represented. What we said in Istanbul was just about the ICANN community. Okay. Something else that I have noticed about the CCWG or CWG, we are still, this is my feeling, it is what I understood during the today's webinar, and I really regret there was no more member of AFRALO. But the 15 September date is difficult to respect, I think. This deadline is difficult to respect. Tijani is answering. I think that it should be respect. This deadline should be respect. I think Sean just said it before. Things are improving. After Istanbul, things have changed a lot. So if it is for the 15th of June, the deadline of the 15th of June is possible to be respected. About accountability, we have no deadline, but we will have to send the necessary accountability mechanisms for the transition. As he's speaking, thank you, Tijani, I haven't heard what Shan said because there was a problem with the connection, so I can't say anything about that. So we are going to move to the last item of the agenda. Tijani is going to speak about new GTLGs and future rounds. Yes, Tijani speaking. There was a new round with 2,000 applications. Latin America and Caribbean has had a little bit, a little more than Africa. Asia was a little better, and then North America and Europe was the best, at the best place. And there are some applications made by community who wasn't made at all, almost at all. So this situation is not a good situation, so ICANN has formed a discussion group about the next, the future rounds of new GTLGs. And we have been discussing on that item during a meeting. Now, we are working a little bit more after this first meeting, but the problem is more about Africa. And it is about the applicants of the developing country and the poor communities. I have made we had a meeting yesterday or the day before. So I think that if we can't have a round only for developing country and poor countries, we have to do something special for those countries during the next round. First, about the fee, the development fee of this program, the development cost of this program, of this future round. There is no reason why we won't be able to do an exception for those countries so they won't have to pay anything. Then we need to organize a program, a well-prepared program, to accompany these people, to help them during all the process, the application process, from the beginning to the operation of the GTLD. It's a need, a real need for all the communities also, because some communities have asked about that. ICANN organized a panel to assess if it was necessary for the communities, and the panel was not including those persons. Today, the criteria were not fair, were not honest criteria, and this needed to be revised, we need to improve those criteria, and we need to change those panels in the future. We need to discuss among the community and the ICANN members. The GTLGs of the community need to discuss so they will have a better understanding. I think I'm finished. Thank you, Aziz. Aziz speaking. Thank you, Tijani. It is very important what Tijani just said. It's very important for Africa because and for South America also it is very important. Next item is the Buenos Aires meeting, the joint Afro-African meeting. As usual, we need to reach an agreement on that issue, and we will ask someone to make a proposal of a subject, or we can send an open consultation on the two lists, African and African, to ask all the AFRALO members and the ICANN community, or the African community of ICANN, to propose some subjects, as this teacher is asking for the floor. I think that even if we have a proposal now, it will remain a proposal, because the final decision is a common decision. So we will have to ask the opinion of our members, of everybody. Yes, as he's speaking, yes, okay, but we can have some subjects. Okay, normally, can we ask the ICANN staff to draft an action item for this meeting, asking its opinion to the community for the steps to address during the next meeting in Buenos Aires? But I think that we will speak about the transition, the IANA transition, the accountability of ICANN, and the last subject, that is to say, the new GTLT round. Okay. Please, I'm going to ask Barak. Barak, can you take care of that? Please. Send on the both lists the request for proposal of subjects to address during the next meeting. During this meeting, Silvia is asking me to repeat the action item. So I'm going to repeat. Before, I'd like to send an open comment on the two lists, AFRALO and African AFRI ICANN, so they will send some subjects for the next AFRALO African meeting in Buenos Aires. Thank you. I'm finished. Tijani, you have the floor. Yes, I was just drafting the action items. We have to nominate someone and asking this person to send on the two lists of AFRALO and African, send an open comment, a way to consult everybody to know what the subject could be for the next meeting in Buenos Aires. Tidia is writing this action item. Barak, please, can you do that? Barak, you have the floor.
I will do that. Hello?
Barak, I have translated. Thank you, Barak. So now we are going to move to the last item. The last item is about the ALS applications. And there is one application that is High Tech Center for Nigerian Women and Youth from Nigeria. It is an association of women and youth from Nigeria. I wanted to tell you that we are not going to take a decision on that issue, because we are applying the rule we had before the working group who is working on the new rules finish its work. This rule was that the staff is going to send an action item. Please, an action item. The staff has to send due diligence, so we will be able to take a decision about the AFRALO report on this application for this ALS. Thank you. Now there is just one item left, and it's any other business. Do we have something on this item? Any other business? Yes, Tijani, you have the floor. Yes, I have two items. First, Barack circulated a survey for the members. It's just 2 minutes. There are only 3 questions. So please, if you didn't answer to this survey, do it. And as is, you need to send something to help Barack. It is very important. The deadline is tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. So we are asking you, please, to participate to this survey. You have to send your degrees and your abilities. It is about your degrees and abilities. Please send this to Barack. Now we are receiving the emails about the pilot meeting. I'm asking all the Apralo members who will need help to go to Buenos Aires and those who had a problem last time in Buenos Aires. I'm asking everybody, please send us your name and surname, saying that you need a visa, that you are going to go to Buenos Aires, even though ICANN is not financing your trip. We have Olga, who is in Argentina. She tried to help us last time. It was difficult. So this time we are going to begin earlier, to start earlier, taking care about that. So please, those who want to go to Buenos Aires, send me your names and your passport number. So I'm going to try to take care of your visa with Olga so we can send some notes to all our consulates. Thank you. Thank you, Tijani. As is speaking, yes, it is very important. Thank you for reminding us about this survey. Please answer this survey. We are the relo with less answers to this survey. So please, if you can answer to this survey, as Tijani said, it is very important. Thank you. And if there are no more comments, I will declare this meeting closed. Thank you.
Hello, this is Cheryl.
For all the participants, thank you, Claire. Thank you. Have a nice day or a nice evening. Thank you.
No, 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 no,